It's time to talk to the Big Lefty on the Bill O'Reilly Show. It's time for his weekly check-in with former Utah Ute and longtime NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. Presented by Zions Bank. No matter where you are in life, you want to make the most of your money. Now, Scott Mitchell, here on ESPN 700.
Well, it's our final guest of Rivalry Week, and nobody that I know loves this week more than, there may be some that love it as much, but nobody loves it more than our next guest. He played in it, he lived it, he grew up in Utah County, he's got family ties on both sides, he's one of the great quarterbacks in the University of Utah history, one of the 12 greatest of all time. Of course, I'm talking about my friend Scott Mitchell. How are you?
Hey, you saved the best for last.
That's what I just said. I said, you know, last guest for a Rivalry Week for me before the pregame show fires up tomorrow night. Although, it's 2 weeks in a row you haven't come up to see me, so I kind of miss you a little bit. And had you come today, we're sitting out on the patio at Barbacoa and night the ninth.
Oh, nice. Are you having withdrawals from me, Bill?
Yeah,
I kind of feel the same way.
I am. I miss my Scott Mitchell weekly visits. We got to get back into the routine of this coming up. Seriously. But you're a busy man.
You.
I understand all that stuff. But how's the week been?
Okay, I got to say one thing. One thing before we get started. Alex
What's that?
Smith came to play. He played to win last night. He looked good.
Scott, he took chances last night. He threw the ball downfield last night. He wasn't a game manager last night, Scott.
No, he wasn't. Oh, my goodness. He looked good. I know you're excited.
What did you make
that.
Of that offense? I'm really excited. Although the one thing that tempered my excitement, Scott, was the fact that their best defensive player, Eric Berry, tore his Achilles late in the game.
I know. That was a killer.
All right, let's get to it here. It's rivalry week. You know, you've gotten a chance to see. By the way, what you told me, you know, kind of out of spring and during the summer, and it has kind of played itself out. You had the opportunity to go watch a few BYU practices and things like that, and you said, hey, quarterback solid, but they look a little unathletic on offense, and that's kind of been the case the first 2 weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just not seeing a lot of playmakers. You know, it's running back by committee. There's not really a guy that's just standing out right now. Tanner Mangum just doesn't quite look comfortable. And when he does, Trinnaman's not bad. The tight end Bushman's, you know, he's good. Shumway is okay, but there's just not a lot of weapons there. There's not a lot that's really going to challenge Utah this week. And I look at Utah and I'm just like, well, this is to me probably the most athletic Utah team that I've seen. And there just seems to be an excitement with Tyler Huntley, and he just brings an air of excitement and possibilities with his kind of play. I think the only way this is a close game is if they're turnovers. But other than that, it's going to be a hard, hard game for BYU to win.
Scott, I said the same thing at the beginning of the week. Turnovers are a great equalizer, although last year Utah turned it over 6 times and still was able to win. I believe that if the game is played cleanly both ways, Utah's athleticism and speed will be too much. Do you feel the same way?
No question. I think what will be interesting, you've got this young quarterback, and he's experiencing certain things for the first time. So he's going to experience a very hostile environment. On the road, so he's going to be on the road for the first time, and you know how does he handle this? And I just get a sense that he'll handle it well, but you just never know. And he's probably going to have a game or two this year where he probably does turn the ball over 2 or 3 times. But what I do like is I like a defense that might be a pretty stout defense that can kind of weather a few of those storms. The other side with Tyler is he just has the ability to run and make plays. And so, you know, he can kind of make up for some of those mistakes with his dual threat ability. But it'll be an interesting test to see how he handles this whole situation this week.
Our guest is Scott Mitchell, one of the all-time greats at the University of Utah. Even the Pac-12 Network agrees. They put him on their 12 greatest of all time. With us, presented by Zions Bank here on ESPN 700. What do you see? What do you need to see from Utah, though, Scott? They've only played one game, and while they beat a good North Dakota team, they were far from perfect. So as you look at Utah moving from week one to week two, what would you like to see cleaned up a little bit by the Utes?
Well, obviously you got to do, you know, change the turnovers. A lot of times, not turnovers, but penalties. And a lot of times those penalties happen because you can't simulate game speed in practice. And so, you know, a lot of times those wide receivers, sometimes you get those holding penalties because they're not used to that tempo and that pace of a game. And those are easily corrected mistakes. So you want to see the turnovers, or the, gosh, I keep saying turnovers. The penalties reduced. I want to see that offensive line start to gel a little bit more. There were some kind of pass protection assignment issues that need, and that only happens through playing and through repetition. So you want to see an improvement there. And then for me, I just want to see how much cleaner, how much more confident this team plays Utah. Going into their next week, you know, always this big leap between week one and week two. And you want to see that. I want to see the team that comes out and is very confident and goes out there and wins a tough game on the road against a rival. You see that this week, and you should get really excited about the prospects of Utah this year. If they come out and they kind of struggle and they kind of turn the ball over, you know, then maybe we're in for a little bit longer season and we're going to have some growing pains. But if they make that big step forward, this could be a really good year for Utah.
Scott Mitchell with us. The offensive line was a big question both you and I had in kind of the spring and fall camp, just replacing that number of bodies. And they finally kind of got together the last week and a half or so of fall camp. They didn't have any real administrative penalties, but they had a little bit of trouble pass blocking, especially straight up the middle. Anything that you're concerned with that offensive line heading into this game this week against BYU?
I don't think it's a concern about capability, like physically. It's just understanding what you're seeing. And again, I go back to that speed. These are guys that their reps have been in practice at a practice tempo. And they're seeing that speed for the first time, and that's something new. It's like, oh, wait a minute. And so you may see it, but you just don't recognize it quick enough because you just don't have that game seasoning where you're caught up to the tempo of the game. And that tempo is going to improve this week with BYU, and it's going to improve gradually as the season goes along, and now you're into Pac-12 play. And so you want to hope that by the time they get into the conference play that they're up to playing at that speed, and they recognize things and they react to it in the right way. And that's how you know if you have a good football team. You know, if you have guys that just continue to struggle, I'll give you an example. Last year, those linebackers just, man, they were so slow to react last year, and they just never quite caught up to the speed of the game, and that was kind of an issue all year. And I don't see that from the linebackers this year, but that's what you look for. And that's kind of on the other side of the ball. That's what I'm seeing with Tanner Mangum. He's just not comfortable with the speed of the game and making decisions and doing them in a timely fashion.
Hey, Scott, you grew up in a unique situation. You grew up in Utah County. And you had a lot of BYU ties in your family. Obviously, Lavelle Edwards is in your extended family. But you went to the University of Utah. What was that like for you to move from Springville to Salt Lake City and to play football? And what was rivalry week like for you both growing up and once you got to college?
Well, it was an easy move once I made the decision. You know, I was very confident and sure of the decision to come to Utah. It was the right thing for me to do, and I have no regrets about doing it. It was hard at the time because for a lot of people, it just didn't make sense. How could a kid from Utah County who's a Mormon and a quarterback and related to Lavelle Edwards ever leave there? And so a lot of people had a hard time understanding why I did that. And But beyond that, you know, it was just like, hey, this is where I need to be. The rivalry week for me and for us at Utah at the time meant so much more than it really did for the guys at BYU, because we were like a little brother back then. They always beat us. They were always better than us. They were always bigger than us. And they kind of had this attitude like, yeah, this is just kind of another game for us right now. This really isn't much of a rivalry, you know, because we always win. I mean, what kind of rivalry is that? And I used to hate that. It used to make me so mad because I wanted to beat them so bad. And I just grate on my nerves to hear, you know, Steve Young, you know, yeah, back when I was at BYU, you know, the Utah game was, you know, the Air Force game. That's what the game that really mattered to us. That was really our big rival, or Wyoming, or San Diego State. It was never Utah. They were just, you know, that was just another game on our schedule. So everything was magnified for us. You know, it was so important to us. We wanted to win. And then, of course, in 1988, when we finally won after 10 years, that was just such an exciting game. And it kind of, you know, put into our minds, hey, you know, we can beat Big Brother. We can compete. And for me as a football player, it was one of those games that, you know, of course, I've never forgotten.
Were they bigger and more athletic and more physical than you guys? I mean, what was it back in the day? Because you were both playing in the same conference. I mean, they obviously had a little bit more of a national reputation then, because they had won a national championship in 84 and they'd had good runs. But what was the biggest difference back when you were playing and you were trying to turn the tide? Because now I think there's a definitive gap. You and I have talked about it. Utah 1 through 85 has better athletes, and not yep. even the most ardent BYU fan can argue that now. But back when you were playing, was coaching the big difference? Was getting the right guys the big difference? Were they more athletic than you? What was the thing that kept BYU as the better team for 10 straight years?
So probably our, like, ones were comparable. Like, we could maybe compete with them with our ones, but so there wasn't the depth. I had some of the greatest coaching I had in my entire life when I was at the University of Utah. The offensive system that we ran, the sophistication of it, what we did, it was awesome. Loved it. And so coaching from a, you know, from a personal standpoint, I think Coach Fossil was a young coach and he was certainly learning a lot of things. But he was a good coach. But it was culture. You know, they had developed this culture over just so many years. And so they had more depth. They had a culture, and by that they just knew who they were, and they had a lot of confidence in their ability to do it. They weren't as far as like what they did defensively. They didn't do a lot of surprising things. They kind of lined up and just let their athletes play, and just said, "Hey, look, we're better than you," and most of the time they were, and it was certainly a hard thing to handle, you know, but they were the big team in our conference. They always did a great job of recruiting. They always got, well, I can't say always, but predominantly, if you were a good player in the Intermountain area, like Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, they got a lot of good kids out of California. So any really good player was going to go to BYU over Utah. It just wasn't going to happen. But it was really that culture that Lavelle Edwards developed that had more to do with it. And they had some really good players back then, and not just quarterbacks. There were other positions. Guys played long NFL careers from BYU back in that era.
Kind of sounds like what you're describing now at Utah. Better athletes, but a culture that's been created there where they expect to win. It kind of sounds like Kyle Whittingham's created now at Utah what Lavelle Edwards had in the 70s at BYU.
Sure, and Coach Witt was groomed by Lavelle and his dad and Urban Meyer and Coach McBride. And, you know, he's had a lot of great mentors that have helped him to understand the importance of a certain type of culture. And he does a great job with it. I mean, you know, they've just had a very consistent, solid program at Utah that just continues to kind of, It really hasn't stalled out. You know, you see them all of a sudden maybe getting one or two of these blue chip players, and maybe it's going to be three or four, and it just continues to build. And on top of it, I mean, you've got an athletic department that's put their money where their mouth is, and they've committed to say, look, we want to be competitive in our conference. and they've gone and put in the facilities and done the things that will really attract players here. But as far as the comparison between BYU and Utah, it's not even a comparison where they are. The Pac-12 is just incredible in what it is and what it brings to the University of Utah across the board, academically, in athletics. It just, you can't compare the two schools. It's just not. I mean, and then you get on the football field and you see your schedule every week and you're competing against these really great programs with great traditions, and you're competing against good competition every single week, and it just makes you better. And then you're able to go out and get better players. BYU can't touch that. They can't simulate that at all in what they're doing right now and where they are. And it's unfortunate because I wish they could. It would be better for the rivalry if they could.
Two more things, and then I'll let you go. Scott Mitchell with us, presented by Zions Bank. Do you worry at all about overconfidence on Utah's part, that the kids or the coaches, there might be an overconfidence because they've won six in a row and they expect to win this game?
So I believe that you have to believe in yourself. And I'm not sure I think there's a difference between confidence and arrogance. And if you're confident, you'll prepare yourself in a way that says, I expect to win, and because of that, this is how I prepare. And then arrogance is, I don't need to prepare because I'm just so much better. I don't need to take care of those small little things. And so I like to have a team that's really confident and goes into every week and says, we take care of our business and we get ourselves ready to play. And because of that, we expect to win. I would rather have that than a team that says, oh, you know, this is a rivalry game and, you know, anything can happen. It's like, don't put those negative thoughts in your mind. Focus on your task at hand, get your preparation in, and expect to win. And I would rather see, and if you want to call that overconfidence, fine. I'd rather see that. But there's no place for arrogance and complacency and we're just going to show up and win kind of stuff. That's how you get beat. And you also get beat if you play not to win and you play, you know, don't screw up, don't make a mistake. And, well, this is rivalry week. You focus and you go into a game and you lay it all on the line and you play hard and you play expecting to win. And that's how I believe they should be. And if they are, I really believe they are a much better team than BYU and will win handily.
2.5 hours ago, I picked Utah 27-13. What's your prediction?
No way. That's exactly what
anyone
who's asking me, I've said it's going to be 27-13. No joke. I'm not a homer. I'm not a Bill Riley like stalker or anything like that. but it's kind of scary. We had the same score.
Great minds thinking alike. Scott Mitchell says 27-13. I say 27-13 Utah. The only great equalizer for me is turnovers. Utah has to turn it over a few times for BYU to have a chance to win. Great chatting. Enjoy the game tomorrow. I'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That's my man, Scott Mitchell.